come on.
When you feel sad or under a curse, your life is bad, your prospects are worse. Your wife is sighing, crying, and your olive tree is dying. Temples are graying and teeth are decaying and creditors weighing your purse. Your mood and your road are both a deep blue. You bet that Joe had nothing on you. Don't forget that when you get to heaven, you'll be blessed. Yes, it's all for the best.
Some men are born at liberties, doing what they please. Richer than the bees are in honey. Never growing old, never feeling cold, pulling pots of gold from thin air. Best in every town, best in shaking down, best in making mountains of money. They can't take it with them, but what do they care? They get the center of the meat, push it down the seat, house on the street where it's sunny. Summer's at the sea, which is warm and free, all of this and we get the rest. But who is the land for? The sun and the sand for? You get it all for the best.
Your wife is sighing, crying, and your old tree is dying. They can't be blamed for the decay while creditors are weighing your purse. Your mood and your road are both the deep blue. Yes, you bet that Joe's had nothing on you. Don't forget that when you get to heaven, you'll be blessed. Yes, it's all for the best.
All your wrongs will be redressed.
Yes, it's all for the.
You must never be distressed.
Yes, it's all for the.
Someone's got to be oppressed.
Yes, it's all for the best.
Concubines and wives, he called his Babylon paradise. On his throne he drank and ate, but for Belshazzar it was getting late. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, the people feasted and drank their wine and praised the false gods of his time. All holy things they scorned and mocked, but suddenly all their mocking stopped. For on the wall there appeared a hand. Nothing else, there was no man. In blood the hand began to write, and Belshazzar couldn't hide his fright. For he was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His kingdom was divided, couldn't stand. He was weighed in the balance and found wanting. His houses were built upon the sand. Well, no one around could understand what was written by the mystic hand. Belshazzar tried but couldn't find a man who could give him peace of mind. But Daniel the prophet, a man of God, he saw the writing on the wall in blood. Belshazzar asked him what it said, and Daniel turned to the wall and read, "My friend, you're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your kingdom is divided, it can't stand. You're weighed in the balance and found wanting. Your houses are built upon the sand."
Let my people go.
'Cause the Lord said, go down.
good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
About. At the very first sign of trouble, they're nowhere to be found. Well, Jesus stays when others go. He'll never leave your side. He's your friend in stormy weather, 'cause he's good all the time.
God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time.
Your body moans with pain. Don't worry about that wayward child, 'cause he's heard you call his name. He'll put food in your kitchen when you don't have a dime. He's not good just now and then.
Your feet, and if you're well. till you're gone, gone, gone. You're my backbone, you're my cornerstone. You're my crutch when my legs stop moving. You're my head start, you're my rugged heart. You're the pulse that I've always needed. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. Baby, I'm not moving on. I'll love you long after you're gone.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry. How are you? apparently a lot to discuss today, and not so much the garage work. To have Michelle and Rosemary and Carolyn chat, and we have Tana on the line. Let me bring her on and say hi to Tana. Hi, Tana. If you can say hi. You don't have to. Maybe she can't. Okay, anyway, hi, Tana. We love you, Tana. When you are able.
Hi, I love you.
There you are. Hi.
Yeah, I thought I was unmuted. I am at City Walk right now, so I'll talk to you in a few minutes when the music isn't so loud. But I love you. I love
okay.
you, Jesus.
Okay, great. Love you, too. Okay. And, okay, so Carol popped into chat and asked me how the garage work was going. And I said it's very February 50 because it's everything seems to be resolving towards February 5th. There's something late here in the month. And then I think there's also definitely a February 5th date here that he's drawing our attention to. It is my intention to kind of go through. In fact, Michelle said, Rosemary's asking if Tana is SpongeBob. I don't know. Today, I don't know. And Michelle said she keeps getting things that continues to get things that are leading her to February 5th. And so that's kind of where we are with that right now. I've been spending a little time on it, and I've got a few other clues. You know, we've spoken about March 23rd. February 5th still looks the strongest to me. And we'll have to see. What the next couple of days bring, if we're here. Today, it looks like I've got kind of three different messages. One, I put in the text box for the show tonight. One was a scripture that I found for that, that if you understand it, the variations in the words, you can see that it's an interesting sort of clue for rapture timing. Not as to specific dates, but it's you'll understand when I read it. And then also, and I'm still running through my head, this is something that just came up just here in the last part of the day. And I am trying to figure out how to describe this because there's some reasons. Anyway, I'll get to that. But it has to do with mocking and the mocking spirit, which is coming out right now, and an experience that was relayed to me today. I think what I'm going to do is go first to Isaiah 57. And this, I just happened to notice this. This is a contrast that is set up in Isaiah chapter 57 between the righteous and, I just see now it includes the word mocking. Basically, evildoers. So it's a comparison between the righteous and the evildoers. And so here, Isaiah 57, I'm just going to read a few passages here. I'm reading out of the Holman Christian Standard Bible for simplicity and clarity's sake. Isaiah 57:1, the righteous one perishes, and no one takes it to heart. Faithful men are swept away, with no one realizing that the righteous is righteous one is swept away from the presence of evil. He will enter into peace. They will rest on their beds, everyone who lives uprightly. Now, I'm going to go a couple more verses, but let me explain what's happening here. When the very first phrase, the righteous one perishes, that's Isaiah 57:1. The word perishes there is often depicted as dies, as destroyed, or what have you. But this same word is also used to depict, say, a river that dries up in the summer. It also means to disappear. So what if I were to read this? The righteous one disappears, and no one takes it to heart. Faithful men are swept away, with no one realizing that the righteous one is swept away from the presence of evil. He will enter into peace. They will rest on their beds, everyone who lives uprightly. And just those two verses in Isaiah 57, I believe, is talking about the redemption, the rapture, the translation of the righteous. And it, the Lord gave me a word which you've discussed a few times a long time ago, that when we depart, it will be like a whisper. I don't believe the worldwide rapture is going to be a whisper. I think it's going to be a shout. But our departure will be as a whisper. And I will read it one more time, and then I'll continue the contrast into the next verses. The righteous one disappears, and no one takes it to heart. Faithful men are swept away, with no one realizing that the righteous one is swept away from the presence of evil. This is a separation. He will enter into peace. They will rest on their beds, everyone who lives uprightly. These are rapture verses. Isaiah 57:3. But come here, you sons of a sorceress, offspring of an adulterer and a prostitute. Who is it you are mocking? Who is it you are opening your mouth and sticking your tongue out? Isn't it you, you rebellious children, you race of liars, father of lies, who burn with lust among the oaks under every green tree, who slaughter children in the wadis below the clefts of the rock? Your portion is among the smooth stones of the wadi. Indeed, they are your lot. You have even poured out a drink offering to them. You have offered a grain of offering, a grain offering. Should I be satisfied with these? This is the Lord speaking. And anyway, this goes on to condemn. So there are two verses. Here, the introduction, the fate of the righteous, and then he goes on and discusses those who pagan practices and all kinds of things. And then finally, in verse 14, he says, build it up, prepare the way, move every obstacle from my people's way. For the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy, says this, I live in a high and holy place, and with the oppressed and the lowly of spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and revive the heart of the oppressed. For I will not accuse you forever, and I will not always be angry. For then the spirit would grow weak before me, even the breath of man which I have made. So he's offering relief for those who are humble in spirit. And he has challenged us, but he will accept us and cleanse us and so on. Anyway, we will go to a place where we are, as the verse 2 says, or verse 1 says, the righteous one is swept away from the presence of evil. I just happened to notice this today. It's basically a rapture verse. And then it's also it goes on to outline the deeds and the condemnation of the, yeah, exactly, swept away is poofing. That's what Rosemary's saying in chat. That's Isaiah 57:1. You can look that up, but just to keep in mind that the word perish in the first phrase of the first verse of chapter 57 can mean to disappear, to dry up. And how interesting is it that in a time where the righteous would represent living water, when they're taken away, it's a literal drying of the spiritual climate of the earth. So it's an entirely appropriate word to use. It's just, in this case, it does not mean death. It means to vanish. Okay, so that was one item. And I think now I'm going on to something that came up just quickly. There's a I really hesitate to say this because okay, I'm trying to understand how I'm supposed to relay this right now. My daughter, who is in high school, had her in a Christian school, private Christian school, non-denominational. Had her first day of class for this semester today. After Christmas, they do something else for a couple of weeks. And then this was the first sort of official day of class. And she has a Bible class. This is a good school. And you would never expect there to be. And by the way, I am not bashing the school here. I'm not even bashing the people or bashing, criticize. Well, the criticism is self-evident. However, I'm really discussing is the spirit at work and the timing of right now that the spirit is at work. She has a Bible class. She has the same teacher she had last year. This is not about this individual because this individual works under someone in that department who is deeply conflicted in their spiritual walk. But this is what she ran into. The first day of class was an introduction to 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And the teacher gets up and does like a monologue and mocks people who think Obama is the Antichrist and then exaggerates it for effect, saying that there are some people who believe that anybody who doesn't believe the Bible is the Antichrist. And then criticize Donald Trump and any alternate points of view. And she has been troubled lately because many of her classmates, not all of whom are practicing Christians, but many of them are, she's been seeing at other times and today going along with this kind of, there's faith, hi faith, in chat. She was like, really? On my first day back, I have to deal with this? And so hi Faith, I don't know if you heard me or not. Anyway. And she called me. She was actually kind of upset. You know, she was walking out of school, and she called me before she drove home. And I'm like, yeah, this is the spirit. It's provoking you. It's trying to draw you out or anybody else who really believes. And I could not believe, because this was a schooled Bible teacher who was just going off. Michelle says there are a lot of people and a lot of Christians too who seem to really hate Donald Trump. I can tell you who those people are. Those are the people who believe what they read and hear in the media. And it's just that simple. It's they're believing the media message. And, of course, there's also intellectually, and then there's the spiritual battle. And I do believe we're seeing right now an intense spiritual battle, or the spiritual battle continuing to intensify is what I mean. And this is you know, there can be schools and groups of people can have personalities. And some can be sort of gregarious and outspoken and everybody goes along, understanding, you know, that that's just a form of personality. There's others that are rather timid and quiet and reserved. And the second, the latter, is more like this school. And I was actually surprised what she was telling me. And I was saying, well, this is, I finally told her, she sort of vented for a while, and I said, well, this is why a lot of us feel like it's time for us to go. Because this, when we're seeing this kind of spirit of mocking from these sources, from these places, is the spirit that's in operation is self-identifying here. And I did not know that Isaiah, I hadn't noticed that Isaiah 57 includes the word that I just mentioned, includes the word mock. But there it is. It is the second verse that is describing the pagans or the ungodly. Who is it you're mocking? In other words, here it's like saying, you know, the righteous disappears and right away there's the ungodly are mocking, even though the righteous didn't notice, but they're the mockers. Well, I started pulling up some verses about mocking. And what I'm going to do is, I'm actually kind of shocked that this was going on in this location. I know that there is a spirit of opposition within that organization. It has been manifesting increasingly. And by the way, if you experience this place, you would still call it a pretty good school, pretty good group of kids and all that. So this is not trashing by any means, everything, but there is definitely an opposition spirit at work at high levels in that place. And I know that because I've seen it elsewhere. And, you know, we actually are contending with it everywhere to some degree. We're going to run into it, and God is allowing it. So I'm taking this as kind of another message that it's about time for us to go. And she's beside herself because she's staying composed. But a lot of the stuff that's being said, she knows outright from the very beginning is wrong biblically in a Bible class, in a Christian school. So she does not look forward to writing out the semester where they're supposed to be talking about the 1st, 2nd, 3rd John in the book of Revelation. Because she's going to be she knows she's going to hear and have to deal with things that are substantially wrong biblically and showing ignorance. And this mocking spirit, what an introduction to an entire semester. Okay, so here it is, mockers. Let me see if I can find this. This was this is another message, and I don't even know if it says mocking, but it's this is just a message that came up before me along these lines. Isaiah 28:20. Indeed, the bed is too short to stretch out on, and its cover too small to wrap up in. For the Lord will rise up as he did at Mount Perazim. He will rise in wrath as at the valley of Gibeon to do his work, his strange work, and to perform his task, his disturbing task. So now do not mock, or your shackles will become stronger. Indeed, I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a decree of destruction for the whole land. However, listen to this line. So now do not mock, or your shackles will become stronger. When discernment of the Spirit of God is mocked, that is a direct offense to the spirit, and it's the one thing that we're told is unforgivable in God's eyes, mocking the Holy Spirit, offending the Holy Spirit. So now do not mock, or your shackles will become stronger. Indeed, I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a decree of destruction for the whole land. Isaiah 28:22. I'm going to go on and spend a little more time on this, and I'm shuffling a little bit here now. Here in Jude 1:14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that there are ungodly among them to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed. And of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit, meaning separating themselves from the godly. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And so I'm going to stop there in Jude. And here, let me check. I'm checking in chat right now. Nobody wants to believe it. Michelle's saying people seem to mock those who suggest that Obama is the Antichrist. It's too offensive. And what people are telling themselves, well, you know, people thought that before and said this about this person and that person, what have you. And, you know, I don't know. The most popular targets of those accusations historically, how accurate they've been. Anybody who, of course, is not in Christ is to some degree Antichrist. But we are now having a very specific understanding when we discuss Obama. And quite frankly, he's making it very clear himself, does not do him any political gain to draw the intentional comparisons he does with Christ and other things like the war on Christmas, quote unquote, unless he is trying to set up people who are discerning and true believers for mocking. Now, we know some quarters of politics are rife with mocking, that it is almost they consider it a universal antidote to conservative criticism is to mock, thoughtful criticism, just mock. You exaggerate their position, and this is what's being done with Trump, by the way. I'm not saying he's really conservative, but what I'm saying is he's being mocked because he scares the establishment, or at least that's the role he's playing right now. And this mocking spirit, this is what you get. And it's been growing and growing and growing. And now we are seeing a very, very powerful spirit of mocking. So let me go back here. I need to adjust something here, and then I will be good to go. In this translation, the word mockers, not just mock, but mockers, occurs 6 times in 6 verses. And I'm just going to read those verses. Surely mockers surround me and my eyes, this is in Job 17, surely mockers surround me and my eyes must gaze at their rebellion. Psalm 1:1. How happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked or take the path of sinners or join a group of mockers. So in this verse, you have equal levels of somewhat equal levels of discernment between, in other words, there is a comparison made between wickedness, sinners, and mockers. Proverbs 1:22, how long, foolish ones, will you love ignorance? How long will you mockers enjoy mocking and you fools hate knowledge? Proverbs 19, judgments are prepared for mockers and beatings for the backs of fools. Proverbs 29, mockers inflame a city, but the wise turn away anger. And Isaiah 28:14, therefore hear the word of the Lord, you mockers who rule this people in Jerusalem. Well, the world is made in the image of Jerusalem right now. People, how can you do this? How can you stand as a self-professing Christian teaching the Word of God and mock those who discern a biblical trait in a world leader? Even if you think they're wrong, how can you mock? Is that really the side you want to be on? Is that really what you're doing? I'm going to make a comment. I think the spirit of mocking is one of the results of when people are fearful and edgy. And there's this phraseology where sometimes people throw things out on the wall hoping it's going to stick. And that's what I think these mockers are doing sometimes. I think they're hoping that the concept that they're criticizing is wrong. They're not mocking, really isn't criticizing. It's just making fun of. It's trying to degrade by making people uncomfortable to be aligned with that idea. But really, I think a lot of times it's a lack of confidence, and they, you know, they're full of themselves and they want to feel better, and they throw it out there and they're hoping it sounds good enough that they can still believe it. But anyway, woe to the mockers. Okay. That's what I have to say about that. Let me, I'm going to open up Tana's mic. I don't know if she can speak now or not. And then Mama Pat's on the line too. Hi, Tana. And then I'm going to open Mama Pat up. And there's
Hi, guys. Love you.
Hi, Pat. Love you,
yeah,
too. How are you?
How's everybody? I hope everybody's okay. Love you all.
Well,
nothing much. Just the numbers.
The truth is, by whatever, by whomever's instigation, I am deep in it. Let's put it that way. But
I just sent you something to blow you out of the water, all of you.
Wow. Okay. I did see something.
Yes. When you read this, my daughter sent me this. My daughter who wants to be a missionary. When you read this, she'll cry.
Uh-huh.
It's so great.
Wow.
You have to see how Jesus is working over there throughout the world. It's incredible.
Yep.
The testimonies.
Yep.
It's going to blow you
yep.
out of the water, guys. This is what you need,
mm-hmm.
a shot in the arm. It's like nothing you've ever seen.
Awesome.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, you guys will love this. You're going to be on fire.
Yeah.
Like you've
yeah.
never been on fire. God's not messing around, let me tell you. You're all in or you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, well, yeah. You know, yeah. The builders build buildings and call them churches.
Uh-huh.
And the Holy Spirit drives past the churches and goes to work where there's less opposition. And that's what we're seeing right now. And
oh,
I'll be very
interested to see this video. You will not be the same. You are going to be on fire. And you're going to do what God wants you to do. It's not about being in a building. Most of the churches are dead, mine included. You sit there and you think you're going to save yourself. You don't get out there and start touching people and doing stuff. Write it off. God's going to be very upset with you. It's not about sitting in the church for an hour every and being comfortable. And this goes into everything. This goes into everything. This goes into everything.
Yeah.
You wait till you read this. Wait till you see this video. She just sent it to me. Yeah. It says it all. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Get ready to be on fire.
Yeah.
It's long, but it's gonna cut you.
Okay. I don't know how much energy I have left to put into fire, but we'll see.
Oh, you will. You will be on fire when you get to the end of this video, or even in the middle. You're not going to feel the same.
Yeah.
I'm going to guarantee you that right now. This is the B shot, the Jesus B shot you need in the heart.
Well, I know he's out there doing things.
You're going to learn something from this video?
It's so hard, for that message to get through into our world. And, he's allowing it. It's faith, baby. It's faith.
Wait till you see this video, guys. Wait till you see this video. It's like nothing you have hardly ever seen. It's going to be such, you are going to be on fire. You are going to want to just do everything you can for the Lord. Because how he does things is not how we're taught. It shows you a whole different ball game. And he is not playing.
Very interesting.
He is not playing.
Yeah.
But he's there for you.
Carol says in chat, mockers think we are dumb for watching and believing Christ is coming very, very soon for us. And she said, and then Rosemary says, but we're not dumb at all. And Carol says, I don't want to cry. I've cried enough in my lifetime.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm back.
Hi, sweetie.
Now there's Donna.
Hi, Donna. Hi. Just sitting at the 99-cent store.
Oh, love it.
Jerry,
love it.
I was like, Jerry, do you want me to go over my own information?
yeah, if you want to, sure, I can.
I was telling Jerry that on, January 16th, I had asked the Lord, as he was saying, when are you coming to get us? This was, like I said, January 16th. And I thought I heard him say seven sets of three. So seven sets of three. I'm like, seven sets of three? So I got on my calendar and I included the 16th and started counting. And I got to February 5th. That was seven sets of three from the 16th. I got to February 5th. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to be kidding me. So I counted and I recounted, and then I was counting and I was like, one, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this equals 21, of course. And then I'm like, and that's what I was telling you, Jerry. And then I realized, oh, yeah, duh, 3 times 7 is 21. And then I'm like, that's crazy. So that's when I got to 21. I'm like, oh my gosh, 21. So 21 was a date set, for me, but then I'm like, February 5th was as well. So February 5th and January 21st were both date sets. And then I was telling Jerry, and I didn't know that he had the 3-7.
The 121,
I didn't know he had the 3-7, the little mathematical problem. But then it's funny, then recently I'm like, maybe the next day I'm like, or the 2 days ago, I forgot about it. I totally forgot. And I'm like, did he say 7 sets of 3 or 3 sets of 7? I'm like, well, either way, it's 21.
Right.
And
yeah,
so I counted,
right.
Then I counted 7 sets of 3, and then I counted 3 sets of 7. It both came out to February 5th, and it's both 21. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So, so you weren't wrong. January 21st was a date set, but I didn't know you had the 3-7. So without me knowing it, I was, yes, confirming something that you had come
across.
I think
across, that was the reason for the misunderstanding. Yeah. I'm really looking for the some kind of something to come out that partner dream, and I have no idea how it may, but there's a location in California that's involved, which is south of San Jose, and there's a particular person that is involved, and actually, now that I think about it, we've been talking about the C's and the CC and all that. This particular person has the initial CC. And because this is a real person, because I don't know them at all, I'm not going to say their name because they're in a profession where they advertise and things like that, and I just don't want to go there. But it'll be very interesting to see if something comes out. You know, I don't know. But anyway, the most important thing at the moment seems to be that you got a direct leading for February 5th, as many of us had.
And the
21st. And the 21st, that's right. Yeah, because, you know, I'm a little bit looking past that. I'm kind of functioning a week at a time right now. It's a day at a time, but in other things I'm doing, I'm kind of functioning a week at a time. I don't have much choice. It's only the 19th.
Yeah, I was saying the 21st is our translation, and then the 5th is the rapture is what I was saying.
And we have to have a birthday party. We have to at least play a birthday song for Rapture Centric Church on the 21st.
Well, we're just going to have a party in heaven because we're going up. Well, there will be a lot of hollering and celebrating.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that. But just in case we're here, I'm trying to make myself remember. I was doing a little garage work today, and I can't get very specific because I can't remember everything I was looking at, but what I got was a sort of specific leading for the evening of the 5th. So when I'm watching on the 5th, my attention can easily go there to late on the 5th because of how some of the counts and things were looking. But whatever, what I do want to do is I'm going to try and collect all the anecdotal or all of the different communications I've had for the 5th and that line up for that. And Michelle, you have more stuff, go ahead and send it to me because maybe I will get to that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, Michelle probably has it all written down. Michelle probably knows. I have something else. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I sent it to you. So I was talking to Michelle and Stacey in Facebook chat, and we were talking about football, and Stacey's like, remember I had that football dream? I was up in heaven watching a football game. She was watching with her CP. Right. And so I happened to look, because I was talking about my 3 sets of 7 and 7 sets of 3 or whatever, and February 5th. And then, so she's like, I wonder when the Super Bowl is. So I looked it up, and it's February 7th. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So the last playoff games are January 24th, and then the actual Super Bowl is February 7th. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So that would fit with her dream about up in heaven, you know, watching the game.
Oh, that, wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, and I agree, Jerry. What you heard from our conversation on the phone was exactly what you needed to hear, even if it was like total. I was laughing. That was a traditional game of telephone. I was laughing when I heard Jerry in archives.
Right.
I'm like, oh my gosh, that's not what I said. I said, yeah, 7, 3 times 7 is 21, but that's not, I said there was so much more.
But what was there were like two things that are happening. I got a little interference on your call, and then I had background noise that was interrupting some of the words you were saying. And so
that's why you only got
like,
3 times 7.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, exactly.
And then at one point,
and I can't remember. I'm not sure exactly what, but I said. And then I said for February 5th, and you said no, 21. Because I think, you know, so anyway we were both.
It was funny. I was laughing.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I was laughing in archives. I'm like, I did. Wow, okay. Yeah, you're right. You got some of it.
yeah, well, yeah, you know.
Go ahead.
Well, I did keep saying, I can't remember, I'm not sure what the February 5th part was.
Yeah, I know.
It was the whole part.
But I agree, you got what you were supposed to hear. You were supposed to hear because that was your confirmation for your thing.
Yeah.
So you got exactly what you were supposed to hear from that conversation.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was a traditional game of telephone, everyone. So don't have Jerry on your team if we're playing telephone.
Fair enough.
It may be something entirely different by the time you get it back to you. But
well,
that
time it was anyway. Yeah.
I'm just kidding because you know, in all fairness, I was on the phone. I was driving on the phone.
Well, the first thing you said to
noise.
Me was, "Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me? Okay."
Yes.
And I thought I did, and I was doing okay until I started getting my own background interruptions in my ear, and then it went downhill from there. But it worked out. God used it totally. God totally used it. There's no doubt about it.
He totally used it, yeah.
Yep. He totally used it. So, yeah, that's wild. That's great. Well, I think maybe tomorrow I will try to sort of catalog all of the February 5th leadings we've had to see what that looks like. But it's going to take me a few minutes, and I do know I've got something else that's fairly taxing to do tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. But that's my hope for our garage work is to do that. But I've got about 20 minutes left, a lifetime, maybe not even. And I want to share, I had an interesting experience today. When I went to schedule the show, I asked him, you know, as I've mentioned several times, what to put in the text box for the show. It's sort of like the title. It's the title page for the show. And we meandered around a little bit, not because I was trying to phrase, no. And he was trying to get me to go step by step. And you know, do you have a scripture? And he said no. Anyway, we went around a little bit, and then finally we did one thing at a time. And what I got first, and these things came as separate clues, and I have the sense that they make one message, but just take it to God and see what you get. Anyway, the first thing he gave me was Leviticus 12:1. Leviticus 12:1 says, "The Lord spoke to Moses." And that's it. That's the verse. "The Lord spoke to Moses." The Lord translated out of the word Jehovah. And then he said, then he gave me a phrase, and he said, "I will keep thee with me and wanted it signed, I am. So, first phrase is, the Lord spoke to Moses from Leviticus 12:1. Then he just gave me this phrase. This is not exactly a biblical phrase that I saw. I will keep thee with me. And he wanted it signed, I am. Then he gave me Deuteronomy 6:10. Deuteronomy 6:10 says, when the Lord your God brings you into the land, he swore to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would give you a land with large and beautiful cities that you did not build. And then I understood that he wanted the next two verses of Deuteronomy 6 in there. So the next two verses are 11 and 12. When the Lord your God brings you into the land, he swore to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would give you a land with large and beautiful cities that you did not build. Be careful not to forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the place of slavery. So this can be taken a couple of different ways, but you can use your own discernment here. And then he led me to look up, to search for a close approximation to the phrase he gave me, which is, I will keep thee with me. And I ended up at 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 25. This is not the King James, which would use the word "the." If you want to see the King James language version, just go to the KJV and look up 1 Kings 8:25. But I'm going to read a different version. Anyway, 1 Kings 8:25, therefore, Lord God of Israel, keep what you promised to your servant, my father David. You will never fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel, if only your sons guard their walk before me as you have walked before me. And what this is Solomon trying to renew God's promise to David, or recognizing and calling on God's promise to David, that as long as there's a condition, if only your sons guard their walk before me as you have walked before me. So God is telling David, you will have a man on the throne of Israel. And the inference is in his line, but you will have never fail to have a man on the throne of Israel before me, which is God, if only your sons guard their walk before me as you have walked before me. So those with the heart for a pleasing heart that David had in his relationship with God, it is those among whom God will place on the throne of Israel according to his promise to David. And so we have the Lord spoke to Moses, that obviously is post-Exodus, or in the middle. I will keep thee with me from the I am. He says, I will keep thee with me. And then we have Deuteronomy verses about going into the promised land with beautiful cities that they have not built. And so... you can use your discernment there, but this was detailed. It took a while to. It was not difficult, but it was. As you can see, there's what one, two. There's really sort of four parts to this, and unusual and kind of an elaborate message for the title box of the show, title page of the show. So that's what he gave to me today, and led me on to two of those other things. With biblical references, I'm a little bit amazed. I'm a little bit amazed. Who mentioned the Miami Heat? Rosemary. sorry, I have to laugh at the Miami Heat thing. It may turn out to be completely real. I'm just sorry. Anyway. Part of it, to be... Total clarity here. Part of it is because I'm more of a football fan than a basketball fan.
Speaking of, I would say, Vic, you remember Kareem's dream about the colors? Also, the Patriots are in, those are some of the colors we have in the dream. And that, they're in the playoffs on the 24th. So if they make it to the actual, either way, 24th or the Super Bowl, you know.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned the 24th because Jason, I think, is expected to leave that house on the 24th with his mom as a travel buddy, kind of a travel buddy thing. And
The 24th, 25th.
Interesting. Wow. Exactly. Early 25th, exactly. Let's see. Michelle says the Miami Heat play at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the 5th of February. And I just got done telling you that I have a leading for the evening of the 5th.
Wow, that's crazy. That's funny.
Okay, then.
Who are they playing?
They play the Hornets. Michelle says they play the Hornets. It's the Charlotte Hornets, and the Hornets, it does totally fit. It fits.
It does. Wow.
Michelle says, I'm scheduled to work the evening shift on February 5th, and will be releasing a weather balloon while she listens to the Miami Heat game. No, she didn't say she was going to be listening to the Miami Heat game. I just threw that in. But she says she'll be releasing a weather balloon during that shift. The balloon will go up. Michelle can race the balloon. I'm going to beat you. Okay, so. And,
make sure you put Happy Birthday Jerry on it, Michelle.
Yeah.
Happy Birthday Jerry on that weather balloon release.
That's right.
I have to bake you a cake up there. Jeepers creepers, let me know what you like.
And Carol's saying,
I
what's
bet
on
chocolate,
the 24th?
Right?
What's on the 24th, Carol, is the next round of playoff games, which included the Patriots, which is the colors of a team. Who saw that in their dream?
A Kareem had a dream of something. Some of those
that's
colors
right,
were in the dream.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that
it was confusing too. Because I remember thinking there's, you know, one of the colors matched the Patriots last year and the other team didn't. But
Seahawks and Patriots colors were both in her dream or something. So that's what I thought last year.
Okay, Seahawks. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Options are okay. Well, I'll keep an eye on that. I'll have to go back. Maybe I'll touch base with Jason. Anyway, Carol, what was on the 24th was that game, but also Jason is going to leave that house. He has plans to leave that house really, I think, early on the 25th, but almost overnight and very early. And he had mentioned that to me a week ago or so. So, and the reason Jason thought that was partly interesting is because his mom is going to be there as a travel buddy, and if he would poof at that time, like overnight, it would be, he even said in his email that my mom and Kareem might have an interesting conversation. And so he has a little bit of a pretty strong leading for that, I think. So he's still very hopeful here for sort of this week.
Yeah, and I was going to say those colors of the Patriots are, they have the red and the blue. You know, like the royal bluish color and the red of our jewels or gems or whatever, or stones. And Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah. So yeah, I was just reading, just catching up in chat here. But the so we're having a lot of downloads for our garage work today. He got me all these themes today that I've spoken of. It's going to be interesting. There's a lot of, in fact, quite a few minutes of Clutch show from, I think, last night where he said really intense spiritual warfare going on around a lot of people that he knows, you know, very strongly increased. And when my daughter called me about this whole mocking thing that was going on at school, I could sort of go down a list of things, and I just see it as a reflection in the world. And things are really ramping up, and we're seeing it in the spiritual. I'm seeing enough around people, me and everybody else, in the spiritual context that I'm not really, I mean, I'm not even concerned so much with the headlines. I mean, I did the other day talk about a couple of news items, but those are not my signs. You know, that is not my sense of going. He has given me a very direct word. And, of course, this does harken back to what he's done with us in the past. I cannot promise it's not the same now, but because it's not on me. It's on him. But all I can tell you is he gave me this thing today, and it was about these verses from Deuteronomy are Solomon talking to God about God's promises to David. And I know he gave me a very clear understanding. He confirmed it two different ways, and we're having all these other downloads, which you can call confirmations. You know, Tana's 21 from the 16th going to the 5th. Jason's had a couple, at least two or three leadings to the 4th and 5th. And I have several things. Michelle's had several things. And even that news article about the alignment of the planets centers on the 5th of February. So the dates given center on the 5th of February. So really a lot of different possibilities there. Really a lot. And so that's kind of where we're at. You know, Pat, did you have anything else you wanted to share?
No, just wanted you guys to look at that video I sent you.
Yep, I definitely want to do that.
Yeah, I hope you like it. I think you will, because it's going to put fire in you. You're going to see how Jesus
yeah.
really feels. Oh, boy.
Woo. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Well,
that's good. It's all good.
He's got a real strong standing, and I'm just clicking along here, but I can tell you I feel pretty strongly.
Yeah.
And I just don't make as much noise.
That's okay. Just
but,
fine.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, it's all around us. I think I'm going to go ahead and send us out. I like to, I think this is working well. We're not leaving people out in chat. And,
yeah.
There's stores. But I have to find something. Oh, I know. I want to see if this is in here. It might be in here. So this is not really the same theme, but if I find it, it might or might not be in here. No, it's gone. There used to be a song. I think I had a song in the studio. Well. Here's one I wanted to play. Okay, I'm going to play it now. If I can find it. Oh, I know, it's at the other place. Hold on, I'm getting there. Okay, here we go. We'll go out with a couple of songs. Love you, and see you in the air.
Yeah, love you guys.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.